Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are here at the FinTech Meetup in Las Vegas, Nevada. Look who we have in the studio lounge as our opening guest, Mr. Tim Hamilton from Praxent. Tim, how are you?
Doing really, really well, thanks, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's good to be back, you know, in Vegas. We love FinTech Meetup, and so we're thrilled to kick it off.
Right on, and we're in person this year, so that's even better, right?
Yes, yeah. It beats the alternative. It's very energizing to be around fellow friends and FinTech innovators. Yeah. So it's good to be back.
Yeah, there's a lot. We're in the exhibit hall this time around, and they're still setting up around us. It's like mass construction all around us, but hey, we're the calm in the storm right now, Tim. All right, so I mean, and it's the show just started today. There's actually some breakout sessions going on, and you just told me that you got out of a payments one. You want to tell us a little bit about that one real quick?
Yeah, that's right. It was all about evolving trends in the payments infrastructure, some of the announcements coming out from FedNow, and some of the questions that are looming around the clearinghouse versus FedNow, and what's going to happen with the future of the rails. But generally, it was a good conversation. It focused on B2B. There's obviously a lot of mentions about SVB, and I suspect we'll hear quite a lot more about that. But we're thrilled. I've been able to bump into several of my credit union friends already, the folks over at Circle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Constellation. So, very, very excited to bump into and connect with some of our friends and credit unions.
Those folks are going to have an event at the tail end of the show called Curated. Curated.
That's right. Yeah, curated.
Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun too. It's going to be after this ends, they're going to kick their. It's kind of like a mini venture tech, if you will. So it's going to be a lot of fun too. Are you going to be there for that one?
Of course, I'm going to miss it. Venture tech was a really good one last fall, but I'll miss curated, unfortunately.
No worries. I'll send you a full written report. All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Yeah. Hey, any expectations for FinTech Meetup this year? I mean, obviously we're here in person, and there's going to be 300 speakers or something like that, and then 30,000 meetup meetings. I mean, how can you wrap your head around that? But any expectations for you guys at Praxent?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about helping financial institutions and fintechs to kind of gain more control over the end user experience. Mm-hmm. And so to that end, we're announcing what we're calling the FinTech Accelerator App Week. And we're going to be talking about a lot of people who want to launch their own wealth experience, specifically purpose-built for investing initially. It's going to expand into banking use cases, both for consumer and maybe even eventually commercial use cases in the future. But right now, the FinTech Accelerator is built on Apex and MX. It does everything you would expect of a table stakes robo-advisor. Mm-hmm. And the idea is, instead of licensing that out and perpetually paying a licensing fee, you could actually own it yourself and just focus our team, which is all focused on software design and engineering, to customize it, and you ultimately get to build and own it. And so we're going to be talking with a lot of folks about how to control and evolve and sort of perfect that end user experience without having a an experience that that is similar across many institutions and organizations.
Tell me about robo-advisor, all right? Because that sounds like, you know, something out of the Jetsons or something a little not too far off in the future, but this is a reality right now, right? So share with me kind of the nuts and bolts behind robo-advisor.
Yeah, absolutely. So a robo-advisor, basically, as an end user, you come in and select a risk tolerance, and then the RIA, the registered investment advisor behind that robo-advisor, has done a series of steps to construct portfolios that align with that risk tolerance. And so if you're a 1 out of 3 risk tolerance or a 3 out of 3 risk tolerance, you're going to get a different portfolio. Think of it as a bit like investing into ETFs. It's a fund. It's a collection of assets. And then what the robo does is basically just automatically rebalances your portfolio on a regular interval to keep you in line with that that risk selection. And so it kind of puts you on rails and automates a lot of the stuff, the portfolio rebalancing in particular, that you would otherwise have to do. Robo-advisor, as compared to a self-directed trading or investment application, which is where you get to pick the individual holdings and the positions, and then you have to do the balancing yourself.
Okay.
That's how I would differentiate and distinguish the two. We're going to do a fast follow with self-directed trading. But right now we're going live with the robo, and we're excited to support credit unions who want to, like I said, extend their own their own branded experience to that end user. Yeah.
So it's a white label product that the Creatians can brand themselves, and this your technology is behind the scenes,
it's
basically?
One step beyond a white label product, because the credit union will actually get to own it themselves.
Oh, nice.
And then completely customize the look and feel, not just apply their own brand and or typeface and colors, but they can actually complete like their own front end, totally.
Wow.
So yeah, it gives them a lot of flexibility and control.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And we're not going down the chat GPT rail. We're not going that today. So, and that's probably going to be talked about a lot here as well. So,
no doubt.
Yeah. So anything else to add? Any follow-ups or any, where can folks find Praxent? Praxent.com, I'm assuming. And,
yeah,
and give us a quick plug for you guys.
Yeah.
As well.
Thank you so much, Mike. Praxent.com. We're a fintech product engineering firm, and we help fintechs as well as financial institutions and credit unions, organizations in lending, wealth management, insurance to accelerate their product engineering roadmaps and backlogs. So we're at a lot of these conferences. I went to 17 of them last year, and FinTech Meetup was one of my favorites. So I'm really excited to connect with old friends and learn from everybody in attendance.
And you're going to make some new ones here, I think, too, right?
Heck yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. And you guys are from the really cool town of Austin, Texas. So that's a fun place as well. So good stuff, sir.
Guilty as charged. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, Tim. There he is. Tim Hamilton from Praxent. Go check them out. They're doing some good stuff. Well done, sir.
Thanks.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.